고슴 그 백원에 차젤로 내 샴이 두처디 마루부 도메네 사디 둔탐 제샷 개파게 와남 라제 이롱 코르와마 톰바르둘레 주네 드롤라 체키 콜로 코르와랑 나젠겐 안전 추첸 보노. Now turn to page 97. And, I chant the short mandala offering at the bottom of the page. Sa shi pe ki ju shi me tok tam ri ra mi ji ni
to why we do like what's the practice, like short what's the practice here at the center together, just you know every practice is to keep your mind happy. No, this is what it is. No, whether it's a purification practice, accumulating merit, it's all you know to keep your mind peaceful, calm, and happy. You know? So what is the practice? You know, does that too. So, so you know, need to do something to keep your mind happy. Need to do something. So that's why. So we have been doing this. What is the practice together? So tonight, I just want to cover more materials. That's why to skip. Okay, to skip. what is the mantra recitation? So, so today, Tonglen practice. Okay, Tonglen. There's two words. Tong means sent or give. Tong. Okay, Len means you know, take. Take. Tonglen. One of the like very like other important practice based on the Mayana traditions of Tonglen. So now sending, you know, like send, Tong literally means sent, you know, to send out all the positive things. So out of loving kindness, out of loving kindness, you send. And that also includes giving, you know, giving, providing, giving, providing the, so even like, you know, like inviting people over, you know, can be done, wonderful tantra practice, definitely has to be very, very dramatic, not dramatic, not that has to be very dramatic. Can be very simple, simple things, Tonglen practice, you know. You know, so as a mother, so you always, you know, like, so do a lot of things for your children, so. So anything that involves, you know, giving, so if you can do that, you know, our loving kindness is going to be Tonglen practice, huh? There are other sentient beings. They are not yourself. There are other sentient beings. You are not helping other sentient beings. So, and when they are having bad days, you know, they are having, you know, difficulties figuring out certain things, then you help out of compassion, you know, observing their difficulties. So then you generate compassion. Then you out of that, then you provide service, you know, to overcome from their difficulties. That's, you know, like taking out of compassion, taking their difficulties, you know, out of compassion, because Tonglen practice, okay. Stanza number LC95, yes. LC95, page number 154, if you are looking at the book, page number 154, LC95. So now, while we are studying this Lamrim part in the Guru Puja, so it's, I think it's important to, usually, you know, there's nothing to really pick, you know, this is the, all the order has been set, like that. So that's how you do the practice. If that, you know, there's a lot of stanza, it's not just one stanza, there's a lot of stanza there. If you can pick some few, well, okay, that's where I'm going to pile all my practice, so. See, it's very important to do something like that now, rather than, you know, in the down the road, you know, there might be not much time to do. So it's very important to make our mind familiar now, you know, and then eventually it does not require much effort. It becomes quite spontaneous, you know, doesn't require much effort. So that's the kind of practice that we need in order to remember, especially in the time of death. Not easy, no. Doing something new, time of the death, is not easy. Why? Because doing something new now, that's not easy. while you're alive. You can imagine, you know, while you're dying, not easy. So making familiar now. So then, you know, with just all my friends here, so something to think about, including myself. Well, what are you going to do, you know? How you like to die? Or like full of fear or a lot of stress? Or I know what I'm going to think, you know, when I'm going to die. I know exactly what I'm going to think. So something like that, you know, we need to build now, you know. Rather than asking all the people to do this, you know, like that time, you know, it's difficult, okay? So, tonight, Jason Lama Tuji Jimaju, the way they do the Wango Malu, Tata Dala Mimba, the Dagi Division at the way, and don't let them change in Lushi, so I shoot at the Tabe. So here, just Mary Phil is already space before us. Mary Phil is already there. Oh, okay, when you do this practice, Mary Phil is already there, you know. You are requesting sincerely, genuinely, deep down from your heart, all the figure in the Mary Field, you know, please bless me to be able to do this practice, you know, successfully, Tonglen practice, successfully. So then, by five color hollow lights, emitted from the emitted from the mare fields, then, you know, separately, then when you get close to you, then it's become one, so then nectar flows through the hollow, then, you know, purify, you know. All the physical, you know, like sicknesses, all of that, then, you know, all the mental afflictions, purify them. So then, there's, you know, it's very important to do this, you know, practice. It's very simple, it's not very complicated one, just, you know, simple. So you already know the five different colors, so now the light ray everybody knows, and hollow, what you mean, everybody, in terms of the word, you know them very well, so then it's easy to do. Jinmo je rangje timje tamje je lesson la shube teda ti ke chang so not just you, everybody, you know, everybody around you, everybody, just you already, each time when you do this practice, you visualize all the beings around you and all the lights, the minute they touch in their crown and the nectar flows, you know, immediately, not just after 1 minute, 2 minutes, immediately purify their sicknesses and their, you know, all the mental afflictions. So then, like, actualize, you know, Tonglen realization, actualize Tonglen realization, okay, actualize Tonglen realization. Dajin Jeve Sambano, Rajasim Jetam, you listen to the Kajan, tell the Toba Chevache, Rajasim Jetam, you listen to the just think all these beings generated, you know, realization of Tonglen practice. Okay, just think. So that apply the same, you know, like nectar, the five light, hollow light emitted from the marriage field, the same, the logic applies to every stanza, same, you know, same, whether it's like compassion, bodhicitta, each after, you know. So you can pick up one stanza, then just meditate on that, you know. Okay. So this is like the practice of exchanging oneself with other is the essence of essence. Not just essence, is the essence of essence. Maya and the mind training practice, the practice of exchanging oneself with other is the essence of essence. Not just, you know, essence, you know, it's like Every effort, no, like how much effort you can one can put on this practice must put, because this is the essence of, you know, how you say, essence of essence. Essence, not just, you know, like it's almost like the egg inside the egg. What's called yellow one? What's it called?
Yolk.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, it's the egg, but it's not just egg. It's like the best of the best part of the egg. That's the yolk.
The kernel.
Huh?
The kernel of the essence, or the heart of the essence.
Oh, heart of the essence. Oh, that's very good.
The essence, or the kernel of the essence.
Oh, kernel of the essence. Okay, what is?
It's like the inside of the rice grain.
Heart of the essence. So, of, you know, mind training practice. Exchanging oneself with other, that's the heart of the essence of mind training practice. So, mind training basically means, you know, mind of practice. You know. Therefore, you know, put like whatever effort you can put, it's worthwhile to put it there. Because she quotes the lama la tuje kuchi bebe, you know, chip mundo tane lanji nyimbo de jula cheva stonde cheva. That's why you request almost like, you know, mother, child calling mother, almost like that, you know, calling the older figure in the marriage field, that like, you know, like something like that, you know, like calling them to help bless me to able to do this Tonglen practice. Why? Because this Tonglen practice is the heart, essence of the heart of the essence of the mind training practice. That's why. So, and here, that's why we chant three times. Here it says, not just one, you do it three times, so, to feel, you know, why the three times, only reason that three times, the number is not that important, why you do three times, to feel something, to feel, rather than feel nothing, you know, like, so that's, therefore, sometimes the quality is much, much better than the quantity, so, you know, if you feel, you don't need to do three. No, you can just do one if you feel. You know, everything has reason. Oh, you have to do three because the text says three. Yeah, if you feel something right from the beginning, you don't need to do three. The reason behind doing three is like to feel something. If you already feel the first time, no need to do three. You know, everything has reason. Oh, so. The mother lays on the son of the son of the daughter, the trap on Namla, son of the son of the daughter, the trap on Namla, Jesus. Yeah, there are traditions, you know, there's tradition, there's no do three times, but tradition has reason. Now, how to do Tonglen practice, okay? So it's very simple. So I very much hope that you will share with other people. So in order to share, first you need to learn. How to practice Tonglen, how to do Tonglen practice. Salama gomishin me ngane rangi thako do mange sinjen nam. So I mean it, that's just the beginning, the very beginning, in front of the marriage field. According to Lamrim Lama Chöpa, that marriage field is kind of complicated, but doesn't have to be complicated. You can just visualize one, then rather than worrying about all, you know, yeah. If you want to do the detailed visualization of the Lama Chöpa marriage field, that requires some concentrations. Not easy, you know. But you know, you can just make it simple. Make a symbol or just visualize something as simple, make it simple. With that meditation, with that visualization, space before you, this magic film is, you know, like some holy image you visualize. Then what you need to think, with that visualization, you need to think about all the beings that are surrounding, that are around you, need to visualize them, you know, start from family member, close one, you know, stranger, then but many as you can think, even you can't just think all living beings, you know, that's hard to imagine, but you know, practically, but many beings as possible, that's how to do the tolerant practice, okay? The beginning, is it clear? You need to visualize something, something special for you visualize. In the Guru Puja, it's called merit field. You visualize something there. Then after that, with that visualization, think around you, all the living beings, it says all the living beings, but practice is much, much better, the beings that you know. You know, you know their name, you saw them, you know, so just visualize them, then, you know, just imagine, you know, as many as possible.
Just to clarify on that, should we be very specific about it? In other words, thinking, you know, here's my husband, my daughter, my sister, when I expand it out, you know, the people in Nepal and the people in South America and you know, the whales and the cockroaches. And think very specifically. Is that better than just thinking generally all beings?
Yeah, so specific is good. No, specific is good. If you are visualizing the whales and the cockroaches, you know, just I think it's good to visualize them form of human, but you know, they have their own difficulties, they are not human, but in your visualization, they are like, you know, cockroach, but it's not like, it was like the human appearance of cockroach. I don't know how that looks like, but you know, you understand what I mean?
Yes, thank you.
All the form of human, because you know, then you have to visualize, they are also doing the practice too, you know, they're leading them. Sadamba Goshe Yvane, Dange Thakodu Mage Simjen Nam Sawar Mikde, Didasam Desa, Dage Mage Dino Dungachi, Nyam Thakwa Ningri Je, Nyam Tu Cham Ninji Shuta Gungone, Tonglen Gomla, so, Cham, Champa, that's loving kindness, Champa, that's love. Cham Ninje, Ninje, there's no compassion, okay, Cham Ninje. Need to think about the complications they are going through, you know. Physical complication, that's quite obvious, you know. Mental complication, that's not very obvious. Then, according to Lamrim, every being in the samsara, they have mental complications. Huh? Means, afflicted mind. Huh? Doesn't mean, you know, like angry or like that. No. So, magi dinam dungari nyamtapa nyingri nyamdu nyamdu. So need to think about how much they are going through, if you can think. Why? To help you to develop compassion, that's why. To develop compassion. Why? Because you need compassion in order to do the tolerant practice. You need to develop compassion. Only way you can develop compassion is to thinking or seeing some kind of difficulties that people or beings go through, then you have compassion, you know. If everybody's having a great time, it's hard to develop compassion, you know, unless your Dharma knowledge is quite deep. Unless you're thinking about samsara, then doesn't matter, no matter who is having good great time, you can still think, you know, they still have problems. So obvious problem. So that's what you need. You need compassion, you need love in order to do tolerant practice. Or some case, you know, if you can't find anything, just think about all the, you know, children in some part of South Africa, you know, so like the flies, you know, around their face, you know, then like very skinny, you know. So anyway, so why you do that? Because compassion, you know, you need to develop compassion, that's why, you know. Not like just, oh, maybe now think something miserable, you are having great time, so now think something miserable to make you down. It's not like that. So, all you can think, is there any alternative, how I can develop compassion? Right? Not think like, is there any other way to develop compassion? So, So genuine compassion could liberate you right away, no? Right away, no? So genuine, sincere, genuine compassion, okay? Then, you know, think about, so then, like, having a knowledge about samsara, four noble truth, this all helps. You don't have to think, or you don't have to visualize some sick person there. You can just visualize anybody. You know, you can still develop compassion. It doesn't have to be, you know, or like, some very obvious problem. So all mother sentient beings, that requires some knowledge. How to develop compassion towards all mother sentient beings requires some knowledge, you know, some knowledge about samsara, karma, you know, the root of the samsara, all of that. So then that your like compassion can be expanded, you know, throughout the samsara. Oh yeah. So you understand the reason, like why we are talking about this? We do need compassion and love in order to do tolerant practice. That's why. If there any way you can, you know, just know to what we need, compassion, love. That's all we need. Okay. Shutabo. The stronger the compassion, the stronger the love is better. The tonle path is going to be, you know. Shusha gone tonle gom la je. Lar ma kong bi ongi pada rangi dunga la misri bi misri ba dinja na she je dunga chida le nyu nyam du jida chung na sa. In case, you know, if you have this fear, I can't think now because I'm going through so much, I can't just think about, you know, other people's difficulties. You know, it's too much, you know, it's too much. So I don't think I can take their difficulties, you know, on me, you know. So I have, you know, tons of difficulties. So, you know, like, because, you know, you are not familiar before, you are not familiar with this practice, tolerant practice. That could be one reason before you are not familiar with this tolerant practice, or you are going through so much. Either one of those reasons, you know, that could, you know, like you could feel like overwhelmed. If you become fearful about tolerant practice, it's not good idea to give up tolerant practice. There's a way to do tolerant practice. If you know, So in order to make your mind comfortable with tolerant practice, what you can do, you can think about your own difficulties rather than just thinking about all living beings. That's too overwhelming, you know. Your own difficulties, you know, like upcoming difficulties. And the difficulty in the future. Future difficulties? Yeah, your own future difficulties. So you can just think of your own future difficulties. In order to become comfortable with tolerant practice as a whole. Okay, so first you can rangi mohombe dunga nam lesos. Giving part you can give, but taking part you can take from your own difficulties, future difficulties. So, future difficulties. So, can be, you know, like, of course, in the Western world, there's a lot of stress, you know, a lot of, like, stress is, everybody has stress, you know, different levels of stress. And, you know, then up on anxiety, insecurities, all of that, you know, many, you know, you can just visualize. If you want to visualize, you can visualize yourself in front of you, so then, you know, you can just do the taking part from there. In order to you to become familiar with online practice, or if you are overwhelmed by, you know, overwhelmed, don't give up. You can still do online practice. Just keep the taking part. You can take your own difficulties, future difficulties. So doing that, then you become slowly, so you become familiar with online practice. So then, you know, online practice is the heart, the heart essence of mind training practice. It's very important. So that's why Lama Tsongkhapa don't want you to give up, just give up on tonal practice. Okay? No combat you don't want rangi moment with dunganam lessons. So this is why you are taking your own future difficulties, this method to you to become familiar with tonal practice as a whole. Okay? For example, if you are doing the Tonglen prayer in the morning, you can check your afternoon difficulties, so that, you know, I'm going to have meetings, I'm going to see that person, you know, afternoon, any form of difficulties, you can just check in the morning. Then if tomorrow's, you know, this is like morning, you are doing the morning prayer, doing Tonglen practice in the morning, you can think about afternoon difficulties. If you are doing afternoon, you can think about tomorrow's difficulties, or like that, you know. That's called, it has to be something in the future difficulties. So, this is an engagement of the chitra rang la nyung ju dunga nam thada rang ju lang sa sang nyung ju dunga nam, then the morning, afternoon, day after tomorrow, day after tomorrow, like that. Okay? It's clear? He's very concentrated. Oh, yes. Then, same like, you know, this week or this month, this year, you know, so then it can be expanded from morning to afternoon to tomorrow to week to month to year. Then it's like that, you know, so you can. We can go as far as you want, you know, like up, like future difficulties, maybe next year, you know, next month, next week, next day. These are not the way the children are learning to do one of the other language along the song you do one of the telling you talk to the song you do one of them telling you talk along the teaching the Dawa law change you mound the setup change you this life as a whole, so you can say, okay, in the difficulty, in the end of the life, I'm taking now. So in the end of life, or I'm taking like the next life difficulty now, can be extended, you know, okay, like that. So this is, you know, of course, this is for, you know, for the very purpose of learning this is to put into practice, you know, and, but, you know, now, this is all set for the knowledge, right? Now it's for set, all set for knowledge, you know. Tonglen practice has a lot of benefits. You know, it could heal a lot of physical problems too. There's many cases. So, then lot of jebanas. Then you become quite familiar with, you know, that part of the Tonglen practice. Then your mind gets, you know, like, become more powerful. Basically, doing that practice, mind become more powerful. Then slowly, taking part can be done on other beings, other living beings. So, if it become problem right from the beginnings, don't give up. No, so you just do send and taking part done on yourself. Okay. Tell a komne lodo jeba thoma rangit se di. Tell a komne lodo jeba na so. oh, now you have been doing, I've been doing this, you know, like taking part, doing on based on myself. I've been doing this. So now I think I'm okay, you know, I'm okay to transform that taking part on someone else. Someone else, oh, someone else, okay? Tella komne rangi lodo jebala toma rangi tsedi ma dundu gomnes. The text is suggest first when you about to transport that, no transport, because not trans, how it's not the transportation.
Transform.
When you become very familiar with, you know, doing this, taking part based on yourself, come lodo jabanas, then your mind become quite powerful. Now you like move that very practice on someone else besides yourself.
Transfer.
You know, this is very important. This, every word is important to, in order to teach Tonglen practice, explain Tonglen practice. And the text is suggest, lo komala toma rangi tsedi ma, your own mother. What it means? It means something that you feel close. Well, generally speaking, there's a mother, there's the one that you feel comfortable right from the very beginning, that you can talk, can even just, you know, can like as get rid of the fly that's on your face, you know, like and that little. So you are very, every, not just human being, every living being. So that's why they are taking mother as an example, but close one. Close one, no? From there. That's just one. That's just talking about one that's not yourself. Not talking about, you know, all this living, limited living being, no? When you become familiar, when you become familiar during this practice, now your mind get little, you know, become like a little bit more powerful. So now you think, oh, maybe, you know, I can transfer that practice onto someone else. So then, that someone else must be close one, or generally speaking, the mother. Then you do Tonglen practice based on your mother. So then, of course, Tong, send out of loving kindness, take out of compassion. What you are sending, positive thought, you know, positive wish, or maybe the merit that you created appear in all kinds of forms, then you are sending them, you know, like as a food, as a drink, as a cloth, as a shelter. You manifest all kinds of, all your merit, treat them created by your merit, treat them, you are three times merit, manifested in all kinds of, you know, things that other beings need, then you send them out of loving kindness. Or, so then you take their difficult out of compassion. Okay? Tis na rangi, so then ma tonle gomje. Tis na rangi, nabu e ne lung. Nabu e right nostril. Tis na zala matrije maju dewe dire dungo mani So there, in the, not right here, in the Guru Puja, somewhere there, in the learning part, there's conjoining Tonglen practice with the breathing. So it's mentioned, maybe it's come there, some there, or somewhere there. Then it is Rangi Nabu Eneche, Rangi Nabu Ene Lung, Lung Sangji Pyupata Nyam Tuche. Now we will cut it. This is the right nostril. Rangju jing dege tamje veka bi namba song wa che. Yeah, it's like, you know, when you're breathing, it's hard to distinguish like from left or right, you know. So when you do like that, that's quite clear, you know, it's from the right nostril. So our breathing from nose is not going to be equal unless we manage to send the energy into the center channels. till then, you know, that breathing from both nose is not going to be equal. It's going to be, one is going to be long, one is going to be short. It's never going to be equal. Once you manage to send the energy into your central channels, it's open, then the breathing can be equal. No? So then, when you're breathing out from your right nostril, I think it's okay, you can also do that, no? Like that. Nyamdo, simultaneously, Ranjuji Degetamje, all your physical happiness, mental happiness, three-time marriage that you created, no? Is coming out of your right nostril, form of white light. Form of white light. See? If you want to conjoin the Tonglen practice with the breathing, that's how you do. That's exactly how you do. Yokabe namba songwa che. Songwa che. Yokabe namba songwa. Namba songwa. Mati nabu yomane shudis. Then all this light goes into mother's, the figure, in this case the mother. From the, it goes into the mother's left nostril. Not the right. It's coming out from your right nostril. It's come out a form of light. What is coming out? Your happiness, your physical well-being, mental well-being, your three-time marriage that you created by doing practice, all of that, you know, coming out a form of white light from your right nostrils, then going into, in this case, mother's left nostril, going inside mother's left nostril. Nabu yomani shubhishe, mateshe. It's clear? Well, yomani shubhishe, mate devata devichitam dhamma chadam yamdu gavagums. Also, then after that, when the light goes into the mother's left nostril, immediately think, okay, that makes mother so happy. Makes so happy, no? She has all the happiness, not just happiness, course of happiness, all of that. You know? So then just, you yourself, just rejoice. I did something very, very important. I did something very, very important. That's why you rejoice. You know? Imagine, goes from the mother left nostrils, immediately after death, just think that you make your mom very happy, physically, mentally, or they just rejoice. So, that's like tong, that's now tong, that's your sending. You know, the sending conjoined with the breathing. That's how you're sending, you know, doing. Object is not all sentient beings, it's the mother, because you just become comfortable. In the beginning you are so afraid or fearful when you heard of a Tonglen practice. I can't just think about, you know, all other beings. Difficulty, I've tons of problems. So don't give up. You can do that on based on yourself. Then you have been doing that. Now you become, finally become comfortable. Transferring on someone else. That's not your mother. So that it has to be mother, can be some of your friend who's very sick, can be your pet. That it has to be mother. That it has to be something that you feel close. Comfortable. Oh. There's a mother is just an example. Then so okay. Is it clear now? That's clear? So now you breathe in. You breathe in. You breathe out. No, that's how you begin Tonglen practice, conjoined with the breathing. You begin with the breathing out, exhale. So now you inhale. Lung su ubada nyamdo, lung su ubada nyamdo je. Nyamdo mati ju digbada o. Dunga tam je. Tati tasha wa shin. Na ling hing che ne. Maya nabu yamari che so. Lung su ubada rang nabu yamari che so. Maya nabu yamari che so. So now, lungi tsur changde rangi nabu yamari shudyo, ngare, lung tsungu bata nyamdujo, Maybe like inhale from left nostril, inhale from left nostril, you exhale from right nostril, inhale from left nostril. Right nostril, that's like sending, giving. Now, that's done, right? That's done. So now, taking. Like that, then all that, you know, the mother is an example, this example. All her physical difficulty, mental difficulty, all of that, you know, all of that. Oh, when you know, mati juji divada dunga tamje, tati tashawa shindoje. It's the example they use, like when you shape your head, you know, shape your head, all the hairs, the hairs go coming down, like piles of piles, you know, like that. Like that, all mothers do difficulties, physical difficulty, mental difficulties, like feel the thing like shaving, you know, like when you shave, everything's come out, like bundle, bundle, like that. Toshawa Shindoje, Na Ling, Toshawa Shindoje, Na Ling Ling Chene, my number emerges, so it's like coming from all this, you know, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, coming from mother's left nostril, it's coming out of mother's left nostril. Or you can hear, didn't say, but some other text. Or you can visualize form of dark light, dark light. The dark light symbolizes all the physical difficulty, mental difficulty of the mothers. Coming out of mother's left nostril, okay? Is it clear? Because it's important. It's clear?
Mother's left nostril?
From the mother's left nostril, comes out. You can say, you can also visualize, like shaving head, all the hair come falls down like that, or maybe form of dark light coming out of mother's left nostril, left nostrils. That dark light symbolizes mother's difficulties, physical difficulties, mental difficulties. So when you say mental difficulties in Buddhism, you are not just talking about pain. You are talking about afflicted mind. Oh, is it clear? Oh yeah. So, nabu yambani, nabu yambani shuve, mother, nabu, so, nabu yambani, coming from mother's left nostrils, as you are, you know, then it comes into, like a suit. Lungi tsu tang de, remember lungi tsu tang de, rang in nabu yambani shoes. Nabu yambani shoes, nabu yambani shoes. Then go out. No. Anyway, there's some mistake. You are taking note. So, coming from mother's right nostril.
Yes.
Right nostril. Mistake. Please, if you're taking note, correct. Right nostril. Right nostril. Mother right nostril. Lung tsu. Lung tsu chang deje. Rang nabu yamari shu. So then.
Oh, I was just thinking if you were facing your mother, then it would be the same side. My left nostril is her right nostril.
Oh. Yeah. So.
You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
You got it.
Mm. Rangi nabu, lungi tsu tang de, rangi nabu ebanishu, nabu ebanishu, coming out of mother's right nostril and coming into your left nostril, nabu shus. Nabu nishu de, ningi nangdo jinzi nebe todu pangpo. So now this is important. Ebanishu de, ningi nangdo in the center of your heart, self-cherishing mind, it's not you. Self-cherishing mind never get enlightened. Self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind, self-cherishing mind, todu pabe, jinji, tuji lao, so. Then all this comes onto the self-cherishing mind or self-grasping mind. Minute it touch there, it just disappears. So, komje, mate dunga da dunga ji jutari chanjin de ronko so, rejoice that mother is free from difficulties, cause of difficulty, not just difficulty, cause difficulty and cause of difficulty. So, gargles rejoice. So, Tela lo jangba na je o, phala so des. Then if you become familiar with that practice, so then transfer towards father, father figure, father. I'm not sure why father's coming later than mother, but I think it really doesn't matter, you know, doesn't matter. So which one you feel close, it doesn't matter. Then a lot of time, so now it's clear, right? You breathing out, sending part right nostril, you breathe out from a white light. What you're breathing out, physical well-being, mental well-being, three times merit that you created. Go to merit creation. Come out of your right nostril. So then goes to mother's left nostrils. Immediately after that, she's free. She makes her happy, not just happy, the cause of happiness, everything. So then, taking part, you know, from the mother's right nostrils comes out from a dark light that, you know, comes out then from in your left nostril. So then after that makes her free from all the problems, the cause of problems, and rejoice. So that's how Tonglen practice is done, combinations with breathing. Combination with breathing. So now next time when you see the word in Lama Chöpa, Tonglen Lungla Chibi Tundeje, Chanda Ninje, now you know what that means. Tonglen Lungla Chibi Tundeje.
Good. That's
in 1999? Yeah, when you look at that's in 1999, maybe then you see, in order to rescue all migrators from the vast sea of existence, I seek your blessing to train only in the bodhicitta through love and compassion. Love, that's sending. Compassion, that's taking intention. Intention of taking is compassion. Intention of sending is love. Through love and compassion, superior intention. Also, bodhicitta. Then conjoin with the technique of mounting, giving and taking upon the breath. So that's exactly what I explained now. That's what it means. That's how you do. Tonglen presence conjoined with breathing. So the next time, if you want to explain, that's how you explain. If people are wondering who taught, you can say, Lama Chöpa, then they can go look, they can find exactly what you say. Dr. Brown?
Tonglen means giving and taking, right?
Tong means giving.
Giving first and taking second.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But then I've heard in the Lamrim or someplace, I've heard that really what we should be doing is taking first and giving second. In other words, taking the suffering of our mother and first, so she's freed from suffering, and then giving second. So even though Tonglen means giving and taking, what should happen is taking and giving. It should be taking first and giving second. This is, I've heard that several times, many teachers. I don't know. So this is a little inconsistent with that concept, right? Mm-hmm. Or is it the same thing? It doesn't matter.
So here, when you combine Tonglen practice with breathing, so you do the sending fast. When you combine Tonglen practice with breathing, according to the, not just in the commentary, so when you breathing, so do we breathe fast or do we exhale fast or inhale fast? Do we know? No, we don't. Nobody knows. That's good. So now nobody to ask, because we are the one who's breathing. We don't know. We can ask somebody who's not breathing. anyway, Dr. Brown, when you combine tonal practice with breathing, so you do sending fast, taking later. So then when you look at the, so that's like LC 99. Here we just LC 95. 95, that's the actual tonal practice. But combined with the breathing, that's LC 99. So here, according to that stanza, Dr. Brown is absolutely right. Not just right, no, Dr. Brown said he read Lamrim, it's not a surprise in that. So taking part done first and sending, giving part done later. According to 95. Usually, whenever you see tonal practice, is you don't see tonal practice combination with breathing. That's a little bit unusual. Usual tonal practice is just, you know, taking and giving tonal practice. So, even though in Tibetan word tong len, tong means give, len means take, doesn't matter. When you do tonal practice, generally speaking, you first take their difficult, then you know, send. Make sense? Generally speaking. But it's a little bit different when you combine with the breathing, so then a little bit different, yeah. Or this one, you know, here someone is having now problems during the taking part. It's too much. You know, I'm going through so much, I can't take anymore, you know. So that's how, that breathing part is to make your mind comfortable around tonal practice. So then, doing the taking part, you know, like that. Anyway, so they make it clear, when you combine with the breathing, you give, then you take. And generally speaking, that taking part is done first, and giving part is done second. Oh, generally speaking, from the practice. Oh, no. Then there's then a lot. If you then you become a little bit familiar with doing your tonal practice combined with your breathing towards your mom, then become quite familiar. Then you transfer that very practice to your father figure. Lord, I will follow so many Shen Lamas, father figure, and so on and so forth, cousin, then you know, like relatives. So this is, I think, very important, you know. Yeah. Not just this, everything, compassion, loving kindness, has to practice someone you feel close. Oh? See, that's like beside you. Beside yourself, there are many, many beings whom you to practice those. Someone you feel comfortable, close, you know, not like someone you don't feel safe. Not you, just not how you begin. And how is about, if there's no other, yeah, you begin with yourself. That's exactly what it means, you know. Loving yourself, then from there, then loving mother, father, close one, all of this happen. Not able to love yourself, so then, you know, it's going to be hard, you know. So, then slowly expand your tonal practice towards more beings. Strangers, now comes second, strangers, then enemies. So slow. Your mind just mind will change. Even though the same mindset, eventually it will change, you know. In the beginning, oh, I don't want to, even then, don't want to see that beings, you know. So this, after, you know, like maybe like 2-3 months or maybe like a couple of years, oh, I don't mind to be around, don't mind to see that person there, but, you know, before, no way, I don't want to see that person. So then slowly, oh, maybe I don't mind to, you know, now have few word conversation here and there, you know. The mind, that's a change. The same mind is changing, you know, because it's thinking bigger, it's thinking like that being from the so many different angles rather than just one angle. Then the rimji jashetan the namge tachab jisimje tanjula tole tebe gumbos. That's how you are able to think vast amount of beings as used as your object, your tonal practice. So, you know, then it's like there's a lot of process, right? There's not many processes, then that's how you get there. Then simultaneously, all your possessions, material wealth, physical well-being, mental well-being, three-time marriage, all of that, you can just send as a form of white light. If you want to conjoin there with a breathing, so then do the same thing. Gewa tamje veo kabe nama nagwe kare sunje tamje tije do tangje, sunje tamje diba dhano tije do langbe, sunje tamje dhide dhuwa dhino tuge sanje ba san. So then taking part, when you take the part, then you just imagine you're taking all of their difficulties, physical difficulty, mental difficulty, means all the effects in the mind, take on center of your heart, that's where This is just an example. Center of your heart. That's, you know, just imagine that's where the self-cherishing mind, self-grasping mind is located. Does not mean it's located there. Just to think, you know, it doesn't mean. It's easy to think here, you can just think here. If it's easy to think here on tip of your ear, you can just think on tip of your ear. So, doesn't matter, you know, here. When the people, they point here, that means kind of serious. You know, it's not a joke, you know. People pointing here is kind of like, when they are pointing here, that means, you know, I'm really hurt, then that means serious. So this is serious practice, so that's why you visualize self-grasping mind, the self-changing mind, the center of your heart, you know, the physical heart, center of your heart. So then all you're taking, all these, you know, difficult part of all mother, certain beings, or their form of dark light, whatever, you know, you can, like, whatever, visualize that, that suits your mind. Or you can just, you know, think like somebody, you know, shaving their head, you know, like that, you know, like bundles of, you know, dark hair. Means that that dark hair, that means from the object, you know, that's like, that's how you are taking their difficulties, like shaving hair. Like from them, you know, that's how a difficult thing. So the minute you touch there, it just then disappear. What is it?
Your self-cherishing mind.
Minute that form of dark light or that things touch here, you know, self-cherishing mind or self-grasping mind just disappear. Not just for 1 second, 2 seconds, for good. I just know that does matter. I've been saying what we think does matter. How we think, what we think, it matters. It does matter. In this case, that also matters too. Just imagine. Or if it is some, then immediately after that, just visualize, just think, oh, now all living beings are enlightened. That's how you create, like, sitting in your house, you know, your room or your bedroom, that's how you create vast amount of merit, you know, vast amount of merit. You don't need to run around, you know, to meet everybody, you know. That's how you create vast amount of merit. Then rejoice, you know, now they are all enlightened, just rejoice. So, why we think like that? You can't just, mental happiness just not, you know, you have to create, you have to create, you have to make your mind happy, you have to create the cause for it, mental happiness. That's exactly how you make your mind happy. To make your mind that, you know, to think that doing something very important, or very important, so. So that's exactly, you know, how you, you know, practice all, any form of practice, like making mind your mind happy, that's all. So that's very good, you know. Just visualize all of them, you know, enlightened, all of them, like Sanjaba, some, so. Teneja, neji, jidenam, dangshin, so. Neji, jidenam, dangshin, so. Neji, jidenam, so, lambe, so. Okay. So then you can also do that tolerant practice towards environment. Environment? All the, you know, like problems, you know, like all of that. So that's exactly, you remember when I say what, said many times, Tavaramjam, just pure, just pure. So now that's what happens, you know. The dream, you did all of that with all living beings. They just enlightened, all of them enlightened. So now your dream is for environment. All the problems that relate to the environment, you take it out of compassion, so now all the environment become like perfect, pure land. Then, just pure. Beings or enlightened. Environment is perfect. So then you have this concept or understanding, Tavaramjam, just pure. Just pure. Sibye tamjam, then energy, then tangji, nyeje tamjam, tsulambe, Near Tamja Tanya Tabi Shingam Sukhavati Sukh, that's happiness, Vati from this land, no, land of bliss or happiness, Devache, in Tibetan called Devache. Near Tamja Tabi Shingam Devache to Sangha Jusam. Every like place on earth become Sukhavati. Just think like that, because of my tolerant practice. Every place on this earth becomes Sukhavati. When I breathe in, I check all the, you know, like, all the problems that related to, all the problems related to the environment. Will they solve all these environmental problems? Practically, probably not. What it does, it will create the cause for your own future enlightened pure land. It's create the cause. It's create the cause to your own future enlightenment, you know, like future purely of your own enlightenment. And it also helps. You know, it helps that you have, you know, doing this practice, you have been probably become like environmentalist. You will become environmentalist, more concerned about, you know. Oh, now when I do this practice, I get some kind of hope that maybe I can lead all this being all the way to enlightenment, you know. So when I do this practice, visualizing them are all enlightened, it makes me happy. It makes me feel great, you know, so that using my life, you know, well, you know, my precious life, using it well, so it's kind of, you know, give me some hope that, you know, I could lead them all the way to enlightenment, or like that. Tani dage simje na kowale trotebe, renga anyam the gawachimbogo, not just joy, great joy, just not just rejoice, great joy. That's exactly how to make our mind happy, meaningful, useful, feel that you are doing something very important rather than doing nothing, or all of that, you know, so those practices will definitely help. So, you know, you have, all of us has experience. When you do practice, at the end you feel good, right? Most of the time you feel good. If you don't feel good, probably you are not doing the practice well. So, you know, today, you know, I managed to, you know, like do this and that, you know, I said 21 para verses 21 times. So I said this mantra, that mantra, you know, I feel good. So that is mental happiness. So, so that's what I've been saying in the Sunday class, it's good to have some instructions. Not just meditation, some kind of guidelines, you know. Yeah, it is all about thinking something positive, but you have to have some guidelines how to think positive, you know. So then, you know, more positive thinking, life is going to be better off. That's 100% sure, 100% sure. Dharma does exist. When you practice Dharma, it helps. It helps. But the other day, there are so many things in the head, all the clothes, head, all of that. Does it really help? Hard to say. But Dharma does exist. Dharma exists. So when you practice, it helps. It helps your mind. Lama is saying, I just briefly explain. Dashin jeve sambar labo che goni tonlen gomzuni shindo jeve dhamma des. Practicing tonglen combined with exchanging oneself with others, this is huge. It's huge practice. I just briefly explained what Lama said. Dashin jeve sambar labo che goni tonlen gomzuni shindo jeve dhamma che dila. Of course, you know, there are many, many critical points of that practice, and some of them we may never ever see in the books. It's orally transmitted, you know, from Lama to disciples, you know, based on experience. Dila mibi ne mangdu yuji, diya gondi sanje changzen nala choba chesu so, Lama tambe shabden tu mibi chesu so, Mengak ne shindu kerchewa mangdu yoba nam lojong ki tiirtu tisen dos. His Lama say, he's already wrote many of those critical points in one of the mind training texts, such as, you know, giving some example, like the Tonglen practice combined, or maybe based on exchanging oneself with others, it can be like practice of offering, you know, offerings. Chöpa chasoche, lama tabi tinshu, shabde miba. Then also it's probably just like a form of long life puja for, you know, lamas, things like that. Lama tabi shabde miba shizu, menga ki neshin to kecha mangdu yoban nam ji lo jungi ti dos. So just doing tonglen practice and based on exchanging oneself with others, just that it's kind of like the very practice also, you know, can become wonderful offerings, wonderful long life puja. Even though there are different offering practice, different long life puja, no need to do all of that, you know, just that can be offering, can be long life puja for lamas, you know, just doing that. Even though there are separate practice textbook about long life puja, and there are separate, you know, mantras, also separate texts, you know, associated with the offerings. But, you know, just doing that can be, how you say, equal, same as all of that. You know, these are some critical points. Lojong Tenzin, this Lama said, I already written in some of the other Lojong texts. So, narsebe tonle gomzu dinin lojung gitsesi de tonle ni bu pemajas tonle ni bu pemajas lebe korim rani da sari gurun jas. So here so this now this is all set for knowledge here tonle ni bu pemajas. I'm pretty sure this is like Gishi Chekawa who composed 7-point mind in the text. In that text is also for the reference. For the reference, it's good to remember for the reference. Next time you can say, oh, in 7-point mind in the text says something, 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 and people go there, they can find and know that you didn't just make it up. No, they know their source. So here Tonglen Nyebu Pema Jang, Lembe Kori Rana, Tonglen, giving and taking preference. Pema means alternate. Generally speaking, giving is done first, taking is done, taking is done first, giving is done second, generally speaking. Tonglen Nyebu Pema Jang does not mean you have to do that. You can alternate, you can, as I say, Pema means like you can, you know, like so what you can do, taking fast, giving fast later. Who said that? Gishi Chekawa. When? 100 years ago. Where? 7-point mind to test. Oh, that's where you, that's how you, as a back your, what you say, what is the back. Tongle Nyebu Pema Jang, Lembe Kori Rangsa, Tongle Nyebu Pema Jang, Pema means, you know, like alternate, okay, Pema Jang. Lembe Korim Ranitans, taking part, as we quoted this text many times in Sunday class, Lembe Korim Ranitans, taking part can be done within yourself, from within yourself. If you are overwhelmed by a tonal press, oh, I can't do that, no, there's so much going on myself. Don't give up. You can just keep taking part based on yourself. Lembe Korim Ranitans. Oh. Tonglen Nyebu Pema Jang, Lembe Korim Rangne Tams. Tenyi Lungla Chenpa Cha, Tenyi means those two, what? Giving and taking part. Lungla Chenpa Cha means combined with breathing. That's exactly, I explained at Lama Chenpa. Pema Tenyi Lungla Chenpa Cha, Tenyi Lungla Chenpa Cha. Chesungbe Teno Sa, so there's a, and Lama is saying, so far, every explanation that I give is based on these three lines composed by Gishi Chekawa, 7-point mind to the text. Lord Jungi Terezuma Chekalam Juvasa. So then I will stop here. So now that complete Tonglen practice. Good news, we already moved down. So now the next Wednesday is like, out of 7-point, now the third point, out of 7-point mind training text, we already finished first point, second point. Now third point, how to transform difficulty into something that leads you to, you know, like some kind of peace of mind. Oh? Okay, that's also important one. Oh, oh yeah, so then,
This prayer book, it says point 3-7 of 7-point mind training right before LC 96. Does that make sense, or are you saying we just did points 1 and 2?
Just finish 1 and 2. So next Wednesday, third.
All right. Totally unclear why it says point 3-7 right there. It, above LC 96.
Yeah, so that's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's like, Aaron, like this coming Wednesday. We just finished first point and second point.
Okay.
It's clear? So next Wednesday we are going to start.
Maybe I'm confused because we also talked a little bit about what was in LC 99.
Oh, I just jumped in. So
okay.
Yeah.
That's why I was confused. I'm sorry.
No, then that's what I do. If everybody feels comfortable, then I try to mess up. No. So that's like, that's not like, if you just jump, so that's to this particular reason, but for the breathing, yeah, I'm gonna stop now. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it clear?
In the Gold Book, turn to page 235. And then the chant, stands 1 through 5, 235 to 236. Gewadinu du dag la
Now turn to pages 244 through 245 for the long life prayers. Start with page 244.
Chere sing wan ten sing ya tsui, sha pe si te pa tu ten ju chi. Jonu yi en alang wa shotu, awatare sen bara sopa, lo zang ge we te son le pao sho, sha se gen gyu la ma so wa te. Tu tsu cha yi jang gen ge we,
Oh yeah. good night, good night, good night, good night. Oh, wonderful.